This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Iran rejected a call Tuesday by three European countries demanding it refrain from any retaliatory attacks that could further escalate regional tensions. More from AP correspondent Donna Warder.
In a joint statement issued Monday in which the leaders of France, Germany, and Britain endorsed the latest push by mediators Qatar, Egypt, and the United States to broker an agreement to end the Israel-Hamas war, France, Germany, and Britain also asked Iran and its allies to refrain from any retaliation for the July killing of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, because it would further escalate regional tensions. But Iran says it considers retaliation against Israel over Haniyeh's death a right and a way to discourage future aggression. Israel hasn't confirmed or denied its role in Haniyeh's killing, but earlier pledged to kill him and other Hamas leaders over the October 7th Hamas attack on southern Israel that sparked the war in Gaza. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukraine said Tuesday it has no interest in holding territory as captured in Russia's Kursk region long term, but in the meantime, it can complicate Moscow's efforts to move more troops to the front lines in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine Foreign Ministry spokesperson Yuri Tiki told reporters in Kyiv that unlike Russia, Ukraine does not need other people's property. He said Ukraine is not interested in taking the territory of the Kursk region, but they do want to protect the lives of Ukraine's people. Tiki defended Ukraine's actions as absolutely legitimate. He said the sooner Russia agrees to restore a just peace, the sooner the raids by Ukrainian defense forces into Russia will stop. He told reporters, although no peace talks are underway. Tropical storm Ernesto is battering the Northeast Caribbean as it takes aim at Puerto Rico, where officials have closed schools and government agencies. The storm was located about 560 kilometers east to southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico, early Tuesday. This is VOA News.